Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Down on the farm planting corn and soybeans, that's where I was this week. After a month of rain, it finally dried up, and the corn is in the ground. I have farmer friends in the eastern corn belt that can't get anything done. Just too wet. And I really feel sorry for those that are flooded along the Mississippi River. Anyway, as I watched our 32-row planter eat up the acres, I couldn't help but recall as a boy watching my father plant our corn with two old horses pulling a 2-row planter. He planted 100 acres of corn in a week. We just planted 2,400 acres of corn in a week. When I was a boy, we didn't have chemicals to control weeds. We checked our corn, which required a wire stretched from one end of the field to the other, and the wire had clips every 42 inches, which triggered the seed to drop. And that made it possible to cultivate the field not only with the row, but also to cross the field. Weeds were a terrible problem, and this helped. Our yields were less than 1/4 of what they are today. Farming's not the same. Today we have better seeds, better machinery, better crop protection, and we have less farmers. We're so efficient. We don't need the labor today. Some will criticize modern agriculture as factory farming. Well, you can call it what you want, but it is progress. We make fewer trips across the field. We use less fuel. We use less labor, and we get much better yields. And perhaps a factory comparison is not all wrong. Our factories in this country employ fewer workers, and they put out more cars and tractors with less labor. That just frees up more people to work on the internet or something else. Just think about this. Our farmers and ranchers are competing against farmers and ranchers in Brazil and in Europe and Russia. We have to be good or we'll lose our race. And that's the same as our car manufacturing companies competing against Japan and Germany and Korea. It's all global competition, and we intend to win. And I'm hopeful that we'll have a good crop this year. It's in God's hands now. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.